I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Yo soy El Geldep. I am reaching out to you deep into the meat of your innermost desires, funneled through the nexus of transdimensional energies, conducted through the dark energies of my spleen, and also my wizard squint, which is right now taut as a terrified sphincter. It's been a fortnight at least since you heard from myself or any of the Dungeons and Doritos crew. Well, I thought it might be imperative to unleash a message unto you this day of days. When last we spoke, Dungeons and Doritos had hit a very significant snag. A terrible life crisis had befallen one of our compatriots. However, I am pleased to report that though the show will not resume releasing episodes in any time that I am presently aware of, even with my wizard's abilities, the future is hazy. But where once the path was blocked entirely, as if by a massive boulder or a dragon's caboose, now it is clear, and so our adventurers, schedules permitting, may soldier on and once again resume recording episodes. To what end we shall see. But I can tell you this, the best way to keep tabs on what's going on behind the scenes is to follow Dungeons and Doritos on Facebook. We've been posting some things over there, including a video of touching moments between noted bastard Colin Peterson and his surprisingly not bastard child, in which the young father, wearing a Dungeons and Doritos t-shirt, instructs the wee whelp on the names of certain individuals, myself included. An advanced tutelage, and certainly one day he may become a great wizard. You also should know that in a recent episode of Nerdy Show, there was something of a Dungeons and Doritos reunion, in which Jamella Dalla Egbert III connected via the internet with Dean the Mighty. Here's a clip. Roll clip!
Is Dean
should
here?
I go get Dean? I feel like if you're going to bring someone to the table, I should bring someone to the table.
Bring him to the table! Where's he at? I don't want to smell him, but...
He's right here. Hey, how's it going? Dean, in the building, with presents.
You're alive!
Up in here. Not presents as in gifts. Presents as in, you have to notice me when I come in here. Muscles flexed, ready to go. Look at these pecs bouncing up and down.
Wow! They're, substantial. It's a good thing we're talking over the internet. I mean, then I'd have to smell you, but looking at them is very... You know, I can deal with this. Where? What did you do with the boat?
Lumber?
There's lots more where that came from. So go forth and seek out the episode entitled All Caps, A Game of Telephones. Now, you may recall that we previously advertised the forthcoming Dungeons and Doritos Q&A number 2. And yes, it was recorded, and no, it has not been edited or released. But you can anticipate that that will happen sometime. In the meantime, the Nerdy Show crew is hard at work editing a brand new season of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, allegedly coming out this October. And you can follow that as well on an all-new, newly debuted Facebook page for the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, facebook.com/CthulhuMystery. And also probably follow Nerdy Show on the Twitters or something. We shall strive to be in greater contact with you and do humbly appreciate your support during these dark ages. I can also reveal that newly included on our Patreon, along with a copious amount of Dungeons and Doritos extras, are digital versions of the comics Dungeons and Doritos Issue 1 and the 8-page preview of Issue 2. Yes! This, too, has not been concluded. Please pester artist Tony Baldini for further information. That's probably the best thing you could do to somehow make sure that that project resolves, is to make the artist make the art, is to gently prod Tony Baldini, a.k.a. Sketchlings, on the internet. Those perks are available to patrons supporting at $5 or more, though you can pick them up a la carte on the Nerdy Show store. Any support is greatly appreciated as the funds go back into making shows like our RPG audio dramas possible and paying the fine folks who create the music and editing to make these a lot more special than your average actual plays, if I do say so myself. Oh, and one more critically important thing. There's a new role-playing program on the Nerdy Show Network. It's called RPG From Scratch. It's one part documentary series and one part tabletop role-playing actual play game thing. Where, you know, they do what we do on Dungeons & Doritos with playing a game that they've recorded. But in this case, you'll hear Josh LaForge of Ghostbusters Resurrection and his team of cronies, sometimes including Doug Banks, of Dungeons and Doritos in Ghostbusters Resurrection, designing and developing a tabletop role-playing game from the ground up. And when it's time to put the spurs to their custom-made role-playing system, they do a series of ongoing actual plays. The first of these, if you're purely in it for the adventure, is called Echoes of the Starcrypt, and it's out now on nerdyshow.com/RPG from scratch and all your favorite podcast distribution applications, etc. So check it out, dude. That's all from Galdap. I'll see you another space, another time. And I'll see you when you get drunk on wine and stumble your way down an alleyway. And as you're barfing your guts out, you'll see in the reflection the shocking visage of a future self, haggard with sunken eye sockets and matted hair. And you'll think, my God, is that what I've become? But in reality, it'll be your old pal Galdap, peering out saying, help me, I'm trapped in a dark void with nothing but my own thoughts and a cockamamie cockroach. Sayonara.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.